Is it my monster guitar rig?
Yeah, it's just pluming out of there.
Yes, Nick is over. I can't believe he showed up. I really can't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had hopes. I had a lot of hopes. Okay, so we have one thing we're going to talk about this week because we tried a podcast earlier and it was a failure. So
what's our one conversation?
You don't know what our one conversation is this week?
No, is it about your new fish?
Oh, my new fish. It is about my new fish.
Yeah, you get, your new shark.
I got a shark. I did. I bought an iridescent shark for my fish tank.
Yeah.
So, iridescent shark, we're going to name it Sharky.
Shark boy.
Shark boy. He's hardy. Look at him, Nick. Look at him right now. Loving life.
Yeah.
He can see his reflection. That's why he's freaking out. That's why I had the lights turned off. But he looks like a hammerhead shark. He's right now, how big? I don't want to explode the numbers of my shark.
8 or 9 inches long.
8 or 9. Yeah, he's a big one. They were like, you want all of them? I was like, I can't take all of them. I don't even know anything about this one I got. Apparently, you have to feed it like bloodworms, and it'll eat the flakes, but it likes bloodworms. And I used to have a cichlid. Was it an Oscar fish? I don't know. It was before Nick's time.
Yeah.
This sucker was 14 inches long. This guy gets a lot bigger. Do you know how big he gets, Nick?
You said up to 3 feet.
Up to a meter is what I said. Yes. So I'm a little excited. my fish tank is 110 gallons. I'm also super excited. I'm going to tease a little bit about what's going to happen this week coming up on the next podcast. We previously on the podcast spoke of a $10 limit that we're all getting each other a little gift. And I have to say, Nick and CJ both, I know what they got each other. I haven't told each other.
Okay.
Each one, like CJ and Nick, right? Nick, you don't know what CJ got you.
No, I do not.
I do. And I also know what you got CJ, and it is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is one of the funniest things.
So we'll see how it turns out for each other.
It is so, I can't even say the word because it'll give some of it away.
Yeah.
It is so classic. It's great. How much was it?
Mine was about $9 and some change for him. And then I want to say it was about eight or nine for you.
Yeah.
But you don't know what I got you either.
You don't. I don't. You're right.
Yeah.
I do not know. I got Nick and CJ know what I got them because they came over on different schedules, which is why didn't quite work out for it. But it was a good podcast that each one of us did, but I just don't feel like trying to duplicate it. So we're going to do that next week. This week, we're going to talk about my shark. It is actually what does it look like? What the shape of it?
A fish.
You're such a dickhead. A fish. Turn around. I need to put the fish tank in the middle of the room for Nick.
I don't want to look at it because it's gonna mess up my thought process of what I think it's similar to. If I'm looking at it too hard.
I know exactly what breed and where it came from.
It looks like a one of those bluefish. Like the bluefin. Not the bluefin.
Are you thinking of a
up in Jersey? You know,
a bluefish, yeah.
Yeah, the bluefish.
It looks a little bit like a bluefish and a little bit like a channel cat, a blue channel cat.
Kind of.
So, Nick, it's a iridescent shark is what they call it, and it grows to 3 feet. So, iridescent sharks are a form of, what is it?
What is that word? They are known as an iridescent catfish, a Suchi catfish, and the Siamese shark.
Okay, in an aquarium. They like to be in, they do schooling activities. So they're popular for their behavior and appearance as a shark. They physically look like and act similar to a shark.
They're a species of catfish native to the Southeast Asian and Thailand.
Thailand. Thighs? A land of thighs? Yeah. The body size is a little scary. I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
They can actually grow up to 4 feet.
4 foot. Most of them are bought as juveniles, and they don't know how big they can get. But so I go to Tom's Tropicals to get this thing. Okay, I didn't even go there. Nick and I and his family went hiking today. It was a beautiful day. It was, what, 65?
It was 60.
Where did we hike? What would you call that? Gunpowder?
Technically.
Gunpowder Trail. Water was 3 feet at our guess, 3 to 4 foot higher than what it normally is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not 3 to 4 feet. I'd say it was about 2.5.
There was a good 3 feet of water on top of that grass,
yeah.
Which tells me the grass grows on dry land. I'm guessing. Okay. Anyway, it was nice. It was good to hear the water flowing over the rocks, get some nature on us and whatnot. So then since I was going to get some stuff from the fish store anyway, I walked in and I saw these huge things in the tank that looks exactly like mine. And I said, how much is that? And they were like, whatever it costs, $60. $60.
Okay.
$59.95. I still don't have any color in my tank, but it looks like I have a great white shark. He's like a baby great white shark, right? He's got a white belly. He's got a black dorsal fin that sticks up, and he looks like a hammerhead. His eyes are, how would you describe his eyes?
What do you think he would do if I throw a lure in there?
I don't know. I mean, we can make a fake lure. I think he'd chase it. He looks hardy, like a solid mass of a fish. As opposed to, right now I have two black knife sharks. No, two black knife fish. The black knife fish swirl around. We've talked about them.
Two plastimus,
the bottom suckers. They're huge. How big are they? They got to be 10 inches long. And three very jealous of each other angel fish. That's about it. Nick, you got to buy me some more fish.
Yeah, you can go to PetSmart and buy some cichlids.
Cichlids?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll stay small, right?
Yeah.
No, I think they... Don't they get big?
At PetSmart, they actually had some, like, neon small fish there.
Now, this shark would eat those. That's... The reason I wanted to get a bigger shark is because I wanted him to match the other fish, but now he is the biggest fish in the tank, and he's going to overtake the tank.
Yeah.
Nick is looking to get into fish tanks.
Possibly. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. This is usually my wind down time. When I do wind down and I don't go into work at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, Nick's going into it. I told him to tell everybody that he's shitting blood. That way he doesn't have to go to work. But he said, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I am a good person. Blah, blah, blah.
Not shitting blood today.
I will give my cousin Eric credit for that statement. We were working for Ecolab, and he's like, you don't feel like working, just tell him you're shitting blood, man.
Man, you and Eric? This must run in the family.
Yeah, I couldn't use his excuses anymore.
Yeah.
Because he worked for him, too. Oh, my God. So, Nick, I pulled the sound bites of you guys saying, I know that cock.
Yeah, I heard.
I know that cock.
From another episode.
I know that cock.
So there's some remastering of the episodes.
I know that cock.
Episode 1 through 7 or 8, shortened them up, took about 15 minutes out of some of them. There was some confusing. I don't know. I'm learning this stuff. It's just me editing this. I'm not, you know, nobody else is helping me with arranging things and what to air and what to play. I have no other input from anyone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm learning, and there were some mistakes. I ain't perfect. I ain't nobody you'd be calling perfect.
I ain't nobody's bitch.
So I pulled out those sound bites, and I wrote remastered on a lot of the episodes, and I threw some actual Dave Weckl on top of the Dave Weckl talk. Yes, sir. I sure did.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's such a crisp and clear.
The Weckelmeister.
He has got a crisp and clearness to how he plays. I mean, it's right in there.
No, Mr. Weckl.
Oh, Mr. Mullet. Dave Weckl is still around playing. I want to do a thing on who's the local drummer. I met him a few times I have some signed items of his downstairs. Not Mike Portnoy. Dennis Chambers. He's a Maryland boy.
Couldn't tell you.
Dennis Chambers. Anyway.
And nothing too spicy this week.
Nothing too crazy. Hey, that's a good week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who says we have to do hour and a half podcasts every week?
Nah, it's just...
Watch this one get like 40 downloads.
Yeah.
Like the first day.
Just short and simple.
22 minutes of talking about a shark. Let's finish up some shark facts about the channel cat looking blue fish-ish shark that I have in my tank now. You know anything else about them, Mr. Nick?
The average lifespan is about 20 years.
20 years? They don't tell you.
And care.
They don't tell you any of this stuff. There's a great joke that is said by Anthony Jeselnik. I think it was Anthony Jeselnik said this joke. So I got what kind of dog does Judd have?
Great Dane.
So Anthony Jeselnik says, so I got a Great Dane. And they say that it could last up to 14 years, but I'm thinking that with the proper diet and maintenance, I could make that 7 to 9 or something. Great joke. 20 years of having a fish. That's a long commitment. I didn't ask how old these fish are, or the one that I bought. Do you want all of them? They're going to grow 3 foot long. No, thanks. One is good enough. They're saying that a 50-gallon fish tank, 2 foot, 4 foot by 2 foot,
but fully grown, they need at least a 300-gallon tank.
Holy shit. Your tank has to be huge. I am passing this fish along to Nick when it gets too big for my 110-gallon.
Because I have a fish tank that could support that.
Water parameters are the temperatures and the pH levels. So iridescent catfish are hardy, which means they have some flexibility when it comes to their water parameters. We can keep the water between 72, 79 degrees Fahrenheit, for all of you Canadians, that is something different.
Yeah, and fuck you.
Go fuck yourselves. And the pH range can be, what was that, Nick?
It could be the pH range.
The pH range is fine, basically, is what it said. they're going to get what they get in my fish tank, man.
Yeah, this is practically plagiarism. You can go find this video for yourself.
Yeah, if you just type this in. They stay calm in the tank in a fairly quiet area, and they're not likely scared by loud noises, which is freaking awesome because I'm loud as shit. Or peaceful passing. This guy does like following me around. Like I walk to one side of the tank.
Will need a powerful filter because
I got a powerful $500 filter. Messy fish because you got to feed them. Like with their food and diet, they're like, oh yeah, crayfish from China. They what is this?
They eat anything they can find.
Basically, high-quality flakes, small fishes, which the woman speaking on this video that we're watching and repeating here is Asian, because, you know, it's from her area. Brine shrimp, bloodworms.
Feed them 2 to 3 times a day.
You can feed them 2 to 3 times a day. They're going to get fed once a day. And they also take, what did the other thing say? Raw meat. No, cooked meat?
They're omnivores. Raw meat.
Raw meat.
The fish isn't fucking cooking the meat.
Fish doesn't have a frying pan.
Yeah.
They mistake things for snacks, so don't put anything in there that's small. Any aggressive fishes should be avoided. I used to have an Oscar fish that would eat a fish this size that I just put in there, a 6-inch fish. It wouldn't be able to, but it would try. So this shark doesn't have any teeth. Now I'm getting something on the internet, a chat right now, responding back to me, Nick, on the live feed that says, do they have any teeth? They don't have any teeth. Thank you, Catfish 9211. Nick's going to get a fish tank. It has to be 300 gallons, apparently. Anybody that knows how to make fish tanks should reach out to us. I got a little bit of money. I think we can... I mean, how much can 5 pieces of glass cost? Right? How much?
It's acrylic.
Plexi.
Or plexi, yeah. Acrylic would probably be your best bet, but that's probably the most expensive.
I think you texted me before saying how much does acrylic cost, and I happen to be at Home Depot, but they don't sell acrylic that thick.
Yeah. Yeah, you need thick acrylic for that weight. Let's see. How heavy do you think 300 gallons is? No, don't fucking cheat.
I have to know how much 1 gallon of water weighs. 1 gallon of water, that's... 920 pounds.
So a gallon is 8.34 pounds.
Oh, I'm way off. So 1,200 pounds? How much?
Double that.
2,000 pounds.
2,502.
Holy hell. 320. So 2,502?
Pounds.
Pounds. Can our house support that weight? That's like a hot tub, isn't it?
But you got to think, like, unless you have that weight supportive long wise.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of weight in one focused area.
You need a corner unit. There's three sets of cross beams. You have one going this way, one going this way, and then the floor beams that are all oak. So we have oak flooring, which is really good. I did sink the middle of my house in about a quarter to a half inch because the door used to open in the basement, and I had the fish tank in the middle of my house, and the door didn't open anymore in the basement all the way. It hit, so the whole middle of the house sunk just a little bit. So I moved the fish tank to the edge of, to, you know, it's a row house. So it's now on the firewall, like the very outer. And this is only 110 gallons. So it took three times that weight plus the glass that we use. And whenever you have that much water, you have to have a certain ratio of rock. And if you look at the tank, it's 4 inches of rocks. The bottom of the tank is below that white beam. So that's... what's in there is about 150 pounds of just rock.
I wouldn't say 150 pounds.
No, I know. I got a full 5 gallon jug from my brother Dave, the DJ Boda, KJ Boda. And then I went to the store and I bought another 100 pounds of rocks. So it is at least 150 pounds of rocks. I know that the bags of rocks that were 50 each were less rocks than what I got from my brother Dave, which, you know, I just put them all in there, and it's just a bunch of different colors of rocks. But you need to have that to keep the ecosystem high enough. Whatever the magical, you know, little guys that are in there making stuff work, the little microbes and whatnot, they all live inside that rock. So you need three times the amount of that rock. That's 450 pounds of rocks that you need for a 300-gallon tank to support this shark that I bought. I don't understand why they don't tell me this stuff. This is why I said Tom's Tropicals isn't the best place to go. They were just excited about getting one of the fish out of their stores. They didn't tell me. The guy that gave me the fish did say...
I've never worked with a guy at that location.
I know. It's generally a female. Yeah, she was all excited to sell me the stuff and didn't tell me anything about it. I didn't ask, right? But if you go to Go Fish in Rosedale, they literally sit down... and they won't give you a fish unless you give them a sample of your water sometimes. If you're like, it's a new tank, I'm not sure. They're like, well, we're not even going to give... they wouldn't let me have fish. They said, I need you to bring me a sample of the water, and we can get the water right, and then we can talk about the fish. So it's a different experience, but I was not on that side of town. I kind of was, but I wasn't. The Rosedale side, we were Harford Road side, which is why I went to the Bel Air Road. We were coming out of, like, you know, Long Green Pike and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, Nick, good podcast. Yeah. I love it. Everybody, next week we're going to be talking about our funny things that we all bought. Thank you, Nick, for stopping over.
No problem.
It is Sunday night right now, and I'm going to be releasing this Monday. So, sometime Monday. I'll spend about an hour on it tonight and then throw it out there tomorrow. I don't even think we need to do any
crazy stuff.
Wow, that's so loud in the headphones. Out here, it's just...